Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. At hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
The 402nd edition of the MMA Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is brought to you by our Patreon. Score exclusive perks, content, and contests, including our NFL's Wins Totals contest with a $1,000 prize. Join today at sportsgamblingpodcast.com/Patreon. We're also brought to you by Game Time. Download the Game Time app to get last-minute tickets at the lowest prices guaranteed. Use promo code SGPN for $20 off. And also, we're brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook. Download the app now and use code DGEN, D-E-G-E-N. New customers can score $200 in bonus bets instantly when they bet just $5 on any college football bet, only on the DraftKings Sportsbook with code DGEN.
Yo, DeGenerinos, welcome to episode 402 of the MMA Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. Going out to the birthday boy, Jack. I think happy 5th, I think. That's what we're going to say. Happy 5th to Jack. Thank you for coming to the show. I am Jeff Chalks Fox, and this is a contender series episode. As I said last episode where we recapped the UFC 292 event, this is the resurrection of Gumby. This is his rebirth, his renewal. He's going to kill it this week and get back to these Gumby God ways. Let's bring him in now. It's Daniel Gumby God Vreeland. Hello.
Yeah, I had to do a bunch of Samurai Fight House review in order to get ready for this one, which is obviously not a problem for me. You know, I'm happy to watch more Samurai Fight House, but it was necessary. Week two was a little bit of a shit show, and we're looking forward to week three and being a lot better.
There you go. That's the attitude we are looking for. Thoughts on this week before we start breaking things down, or actually let's recap quickly last week. Thoughts on last week? We already went through it basically on our Thursday or Wednesday UFC episode. Did a quick recap of it. Were you impressed by anyone?
Yeah, Sawadi. So Wadi's an absolute beast, especially if he can do that to George Hardwick. Excited for him. Excited for the power punching of Ibo Aslan, because I think he could probably make a run at light heavyweight, because anybody who's got good punching power and a little bit of speed can. And he's young, too. The other three, they were a little bit higher on Eduardo Ronda than I was. But, she's probably the next best out of there.
All right, there you go. Thoughts of this week before we start breaking her down.
A lot of talent here. There's probably a handful of fights where I could see both of them having made the UFC at some point in time. Obviously, not all this week, but there are plenty of guys here and gals who definitely deserve to be in the UFC. Some of them probably are ready. So, it's going to be a good one.
Are there any killers, Dan, and savages?
Everybody's a killer and a savage if they make it to Contender Series.
Whoa. All right. Let's get cracking with it then. This is, as I said, week three, Contender Series 2023. Goes down Tuesday, the 22nd of August, 8 p.m. Eastern on ESPN Plus or TSN if you're up here in Canada. From the UFC Apex, 5 fights as per usual. They're starting things off at flyweight. Is this a short notice fight? Because it was supposed to be Edgar Chiarez. Do you remember when?
No, because Edgar Chiarez is the one who they pulled all the way back in July to fight Tetsuya Taira.
Okay.
So he fought on July 8th. So that means I don't know how long he's already booked for another fight too. I don't know how long Pereira had to prep for the fight after that, or how long it took them to find Pereira, but you have to assume at least over a month.
Yeah. Okay. Very good. I will break down the fight then. This is a flyweight fight. Luciano Pereira stepping in to fight Felipe Dos Santos. So we got a Argentinian and a Brazilian, I believe. Is that Argentina's flag? I think it
is. Yep, that's Argentina's flag. You're right.
Perfect. All right. That's breaker done. Did you see odds for these fights already, Dan?
You know, I'm going to be honest. I saw odds when they opened. I got a refresh, yep. I think, Saturday morning. But they had fluctuated a lot already Saturday morning. So if you've got the newest ones, you might still surprise me a little bit here.
I do. Okay. I'll tell you about El Torito first. Pereira, do you know what El Torito is or means?
I do not. Something small.
The bull.
Okay.
Not small. The bull. Yep. He's 13-1. 8 knockouts, 3 submissions. Never been finishing any fight. Lost his last fight via disqualifications. He really hasn't lost a fight yet. He's John Jones in it. Multiple regional championships on his
mantle.
Correct. Used to fight up at featherweight. So 2 weight classes up, and he's at plus 163. Dos Santos, Lipe Detona. D-E-T-O-N-A. Detona. Lip detonates is what it translates through Google.
Oh, so because I know Detona. Yeah, Detona is detonator, because there was a Brazilian fighter whose nickname was that for a while. So I'm wondering if it's lip detonator, if he's just like that's like a way of saying like loud mouth or like motor mouth or something like that.
Oh, yeah, could be. I was picturing him exploding people's lips with his fists. But it's lip detonator is funny regardless. All right. He is 7-0 with 1 no contest. 2 knockouts, 3 submissions. He's won 3 straight fights. He's 4 inches taller than Pereira, and he's at minus 225. I just make resume picks on here. I'm 6-4 on resume picks, but we'll see if I can keep making money off this. Give me Dos Santos.
Yeah, I'm going to go Dos Santos too. He posted it like negative, and this is why I was, you could probably still shock me with odds. He posted originally on Bet Online at like negative 345, and I was like, man, I would have loved to see a better number than that. And then Saturday morning, I want to say he was down to negative 170. There was like some huge fluctuation. Somebody must have dumped a bunch of money on Luciano Pereira. So he's back to negative 225, which I think is probably the more correct range for him. I like him in this fight for a lot of reasons. He's real rangy. He's got a nice push kick that he throws not just to the chest, but he throws to the teeth too. His straights really long. He fights long with those straights. He sometimes throws a lead elbow when somebody's getting in real close. I really like that. His last fight, this gives me a little hesitation. His last fight, he fell down a lot. And I don't mean that he like got hit and knocked down. I mean, he fell down a couple of times. Like he had an inner ear infection. I'm kind of hoping it was just that, like, maybe the mat that they were using was not as good as other mats, but it was an LFA. So like, I don't know why he kept falling down. It did worry me a little bit. But the bottom line is he's got all of those rangy things. Plus he's as tough as nails. He can take a punch really well. And his work rate is great. You know, I've said this about shoot the box guys all the time. He's a Diego Ligo shoot the box guy. I don't pick against those guys because they're tough. They keep an incredible pace and they move forward. And Pereira, you know, he's pretty good in certain aspects, right? Like he's got a nice like low left kick. You know, he does kind of get hit over the top when he throws that leg kick too many times. He starts to get predictable. He's fast. He's got good hips and a nice sprawl when somebody tries to take him down. When he's on top, he's got good ground and pound. I just don't think he's going to regularly take down a good shoot the box guy with quality pressure. And I think he's going to have to shoot from too far away, because I said this the other day, and I did kind of mean it, at least to some degree. I'm done taking the short kings. The short kings have been burning me on Contender Series. And Pereira is 5'3". He's a real little dude. And like I said, Dos Santos, 5'7". He's got 4 inches of height. He's got better cardio and better range. I think that's going to work. And then also, Paeta is a Samurai Fight House guy. So, you know, in order for me to not take the Samurai Fight House guy, I got to really not like him compared to Dos Santos. So, yeah, I'm going to go Dos Santos here as the favorite.
All righty. We are both going favorites here. And we're both also fans of DraftKings. You've waited all year and the time has finally arrived. College football is back, and so are the traditions, the tailgates, and the great offers from DraftKings Sportsbook. Right now, new customers can score $200 in bets, bonus bets, $200 in bonus bets instantly when they bet just $5 on any college football bet. I'm not going to give you college football picks. I don't know about college football, but they do have many, many sports. Obviously, I use it for all my MLB lines that I use when Gumby and I are also MLB prognosticators, we'll say. And obviously they have, I'm looking at it right now, all UFC lines upcoming. So check out DraftKings for all that stuff. Obviously, I'm sure everyone listening is into college football too, because the whole world seems to love college football. Kick off the season with DraftKings Sportsbook. Download the app now and use code DEGEN, D-E-G-E-N. New customers can score $200 in bonus bets instantly when they bet just $5 on any college football bet. Only DraftKings Sportsbook with code DEGEN. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net in partnership with Hollywood Casino and at Charlestown Races. All games regulated by the West Virginia Lottery. Please play responsibly. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org on behalf of Boot Hill Casinos and Resort in Kansas. 21 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details and state-specific responsible gambling resources. Bonus bets expire 7 days after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. Terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/football terms. And ladies and gentlemen, Game Time is still with us. gametime.co.com. That's the spot to go to buy your tickets for any event. Last minute, great deals. They always have flash deals when I'm checking on there. It's a great spot to be. It takes the stress out of buying tickets, because buying tickets to your favorite event shouldn't be stressful. Game Time is the place for last minute ticket deals. Forget planning months in advance. Game Time has deals on tickets right up to the day of the event. Get exclusive flash deals on tickets for football, basketball, baseball, concerts, comedy, theater, and more. The Game Time guarantee means you'll always get the best price. If you find tickets in the same section and row for less, Game Time will credit you 110% of the difference. You make money. Snag the tickets without the stress with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use code SGPN for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account and redeem code SGPN for $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed. All right. Let's get some more guaranteed winners here. We're going up to featherweight. Robbie Ring, is he stepping in here short notice? It was supposed to be Tobias Harila originally.
No, Harila had visa issues quite a long time ago. They pretty much announced this fight against Pejula, and he was out of it pretty much the minute they booked it. So, I'm going to say this was – and he's fighting again at Cage Warriors, so it's not even like an injury. It was just like straight up visa issues. Okay. So, unfortunately, because Harila is kind of a fun dude.
All right. So we are left with the featherweight fight of Robbie Ring versus Luis Pajuela. Pajuelo. That's right. There's a no at the end. Pajuelo. I will tell you about him first. Corazon de Leon, which is?
Lionheart.
Yes. Heart of Lion. Lionheart. Correct. He's 7-1 with 6 knockouts. 4-0 over his last 4, obviously. Winning his last fight via knockout. He is the underdog. Slight underdog. +110. Ring. Razor is the nickname. 6-0, 3 knockouts, 3 submissions. So he's finished all of his fights, actually. He used to fight up at lightweight, 6 years younger than Pajuelo. And he's a -150. I'm going dog here. I like the Lions resume better.
I agree. If you're getting in on Pajuelo, you're probably already too late. He posted as a much larger dog here. He was like plus 150 out the gate or something like that. And that was really the time to nab him, because I think he'll probably sway to being a favorite by fight time. Peruvian MMA right now, right? Like, let's talk about it. It's slowly taking over between our friend from week one and Daniel Marcos, and you know, like they're figuring it out down there. Paulo, by the way, fought for Samurai Fight Contest, not Samurai Fight House, Samurai Fight which is an entirely different promotion. I found out that's out of Lima, Peru, instead of Argentina. And they've only had three events, but one of them was like a not numbered event. It was like a prospect event. Very funny. But anyway, let's get to the style breakup here. Ring, and from what I've seen, is a guy who looks like they needed to like find somebody last second for Contender Series. He's got all early finishes, but against like really underwhelming opponents. Like, his best win is Jacob Kilburn. You remember Jacob Kilburn was in the UFC for a very brief moment. Jacob Kilburn beat the crap out of him. I'm going to be real honest. He beat the crap out of him, was in an arm triangle, and got saved by the bell in the first round. And then in the second round, he had good cardio, and Kilburn was tired from squeezing the arm triangle. And he wound up taking over and getting a second round finish over Jacob Kilburn with a Darce choke. And, you know, like, you could say, well, it's good that he survived all of that too. But I mean, Kilburn was bad in the UFC. He hasn't looked good since. Like, he really didn't belong in the UFC, if we're being honest. He got signed to the UFC, got beat by Quarantillo Lingo, Brendan Jenkins in PFL. Then he got beat by Lucas Alexander and Anthony Pettis FC. And then he got beat by Robbie Ring. So he's on, this is the fifth of a 5-fight losing streak for Jacob Kilburn. And then he fought an 0-0 guy in his second fight. And let me be honest with you here too, in the 0-0 fight, he wasn't getting the better of any exchanges in the 0-0 fight. He looked scared to strike with the guy who was 0-0 in his last fight. He got taken down like three or four times in that fight. And then he winds up getting a triangle choke off of his back. So like, okay, you got good jiu-jitsu. And that seems to be it. Like, he seems to have good jiu-jitsu. All of the takedowns I've seen him get is when he catches a kick and tries to trip the guy. I mean, I guess he did hit a body lock takedown somewhere in there. But like, no real double. And on the feet, I don't know, not much to write home about other than his pace. Paulo, meanwhile, like, he'll eat some leg kicks, but he'll get right in your face. Some guy got in on his legs and he like really stuffed that. He's got pace too. He's a pressure guy. I think he's hittable, but I'm not necessarily worried about Robbie Ring seeming to knock him out, because I mean, apart from like a couple of his early fights, he doesn't have very many KOs. There are some issues with Paulo here and there, but ultimately, like, I just think he's a better striker. I think he's going to put a pace on Robbie Ring that Robbie Ring just can't hang with. And I think Robbie Ring's going to fail on a bunch of takedown attempts. So yeah, I like Paulo here as a slight dog too.
Hear all that? Gumby knows the stuff. You do your research.
Yeah. Samurai Fight Contest.
I know, such a tease. Such a tease. Yet despite all that research and me doing next to no research, we have the same pick. So there you go. All right. We're going to drop down and switch to the other side, to the women's side. Women's strawweights, Isis Verbeek versus Superfan Jong, one of our friends in the Discord, one of his favorites, Josephine Knutsen. 3 5-minute rounds at strawweight. So we have a Swedish fighter versus a French.
Am I right there? No, Dutch.
Dutch, okay. Let's tell you about the Dutch fighter first, Verbeek. She's a fight queen. She's 4-1 with one. She's a Dutch one, right? Or is Knutsen? No, Knutsen's Dutch.
No.
Verbeek's Dutch. I'm...
You got to know the double S is a Scandinavian, man.
Yes, it's true. All right, Verbeek is a fight queen. I know that much. She's 4-1 with one submission. She's won 4 straight fights. Not lost... Actually, she's not fought, since July of 2022. 1-1 in Invicta. She is a pro boxer, pro shoot boxer, pro bare knuckle boxer, pro kickboxer. She had 1 inch of height, 4 inches of reach on a Knutsen at plus 163. Thunder, Josephine Thunder Knutsen, 5-0 with one knockout. 1-0 on the road to the UFC. You may have seen her last season on that. She also is a pro kickboxer, a year younger than Verbeek, minus 225. I got to go Knutsen. Dan probably is too, I'm guessing.
Yeah, I like Knutsen. I've always liked Knutsen. I said They should have hired her off of Road to the UFC. That fight wasn't terribly exciting, but it was because Yi Dam So just wouldn't engage with her. She then had that fight on UAE Warriors where she got right in Jacinta Austin's face. And Jacinta Austin, by the way, is a great prospect too. And in that fight, like this is what gives me a lot of hope for her. Yes, she gets in the clinch a lot. And like that's a danger with Verbeek because Verbeek comes from like a Muay Thai background and she likes the collar ties and stuff like that. But she's got like really solid grappling skills. She's gritty. She'll wear on you. She got good head pressure. It's also going to help that Verbeek is a little shorter than her average opponent is. You know, like it's good that she's fighting, you know, she's only 5'3". She's a stocky strawweight, but Verbeek is only 5'4". So it's not like there's going to be a huge height discrepancy. So it's like, I think she's really too strong for her in the clinch. And that's where Verbeek likes to do a lot of her striking. She's got knees in the clinch. She loves the collar ties. She tries to hit some uppercuts off there sometimes. And I think she's just going to run into a better grappler. And really, if you look at Verbeek's, you know, sort of trajectory through MMA, she lost her pro MMA debut in Invicta because she fought Catherine Paparaki, who wound up being on the Ultimate Fighter and Contender Series. And Paparaki is just a grappler. She doesn't have many other skills. She's really good on the ground, but she's looked pretty terrible striking it from time to time. And Paparaki just out-grappled her. That's why she lost that fight. And that is her only loss. And when you look at Verbeek since then, you know, she fought for a bunch of organizations that were clearly trying to build her up. Icon Fighting, which is, Jorge Masvidal's promotion. She fought for Combate. She fought back in Invicta, but when Invicta brought her back, they put her with Melissa Odessa Parker, who, again, just a boxer. And so, like, I think time and time again, they just pair her with boxers. And Knutson can box a little bit. You know, like, she's got pretty quick hands. She's a little bit more of a swarmer than she is anything else. She's going to be a little bit less rangier than Verbeek, but I think they just both wind up in the clinch. Knutson grinds her out. I'd like to see this number a little lower than it is because Verbeek is kind of crafty, but I do think the grinder gets it done here.
All right, the grinder gets it done. John will be happy to hear that. All right, before we move on, let me tell you about Factor. Busy fall season is coming around. Yes, my kids are back to school, back to guitar lessons and all that stuff very, very soon. So me as well as most of you listeners are probably looking for wholesome, convenient meals for jam-packed days. Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal kit, can help you fuel up fast with a chef-prepared, dietitian-approved, ready-to-eat meals delivered straight to your door. You'll save time, eat well, and stay on track with your healthy lifestyle. Too busy with your end of summer goals to cook, but want to make sure you're eating well with Factor, skip the extra trip to the grocery store and the chopping, prepping, and cleaning up too, while still getting the flavor and nutritional quality you need. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are ready in just 2 minutes, so all you have to do is heat and enjoy, then get back to crushing your goals. Refresh your healthy habits without missing a beat. Choose from 34 plus weekly flavor-packed, dietitian-approved meals ready to eat in 2 minutes. Level up with gourmet plus options prepared to perfection by chefs and ready to eat in record time. Treat yourself to upscale meals with premium ingredients like broccolini, leeks, truffle butter, and asparagus. Too busy running around during the day to think about lunch? Keep your energy up with lunch-to-go, effortless, wholesome meals. Grain bowls and salad toppers that are ready to eat when you're on the go, no microwave required. Looking for calorie conscious options ahead of the busy season? Try delicious dietitian approved calorie smart meals with around or less than 550 calories per serving. Need an extra boost to support your wellness goals and feel your best for the rest of the summer? Try to protein plus protein plus meals with 30 grams of protein or more per serving. Round out your meal and replenish your snack supply with an assortment of 45 plus add-ons, including breakfast items like our delicious apple cinnamon pancakes, bacon and cheddar egg bites, and potato bacon and egg breakfast skillet. Or for an easy wellness boost, try refreshing beverage options like cold pressed juices, shakes, and smoothies. With Factor, you can rest assured you're making a sustainable choice. We offset 100% of our delivery emissions, source 100% renewable energy electricity for our production sites and offices, and feature sustainably sourced seafood in our meals. This August, get Factor and enjoy eating well without the hassle. Simply choose your meals and enjoy fresh, flavor-packed meals delivered to your door, ready in just 2 minutes. No prep, no mess. Head to factormeals.com/SGPN50. That's 50, the number, and use code SGPN50 to get 50% off. That's code SGPN50 at factormeals.com/SGPN50 to get 50% off And we are brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. The NFL season is right around the corner, and Underdog NFL Pick'em is a great way to get down on your favorite over and under picks. They even got college football and NFL preseason. And of course, make sure to enter Best Ball Mania 4, where the first place gets $3 million. Gumby says Cowboys all the way for all your picks. Head over to UnderdogFantasy.com and use promo code SGPN for a 100% deposit bonus up to $100. That's UnderdogFantasy.com, promo code SGPN. Okay.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Enough of me talking. Let's set Gumby up for the next one. Co-main event, Oban Elliott versus, how do you say his name, Dan? Cake Brito?
Kaik.
I'd say his first name. It's not Cake. Kaik. It's not spelled like cake, but.
Yeah, I don't know how to say it where it doesn't sound like a derogatory term.
I'm glad I went with Cake.
Yeah, I'm going to put a pause in between. Let's call him Brito.
Okay, Brito is the name. All right, these guys are fighting at welterweight. I'm going to tell you about Oban Elliott, evil Oban Elliott. He's 8-2, two knockouts, three submissions. He's been knocked out twice, so both of his losses have come via knockout. He's won four straight and 5 of 6, 7-2 in Cage Warriors. Actually, all his fights are in Cage Warriors. One of them was some like Cage Warrior offshoot, the Cage Warriors Academy, I believe. So all of his fights have been with that promotion. He's at plus 120. 16-4, 13 knockouts, three submissions. So he's finished everyone. He's been knocked out once himself. He's won two straight and 3 of 5. His last two wins have come via knockout. Multiple regional championships on his
mantle.
Correct. Get the shirt, sportsgamblingpodcast.com/store. First time and only time I'm saying that this episode. He's used to fight at lightweight, and he's at minus 163. Give me the dog. Give me Oban, evil Oban Elliott here. Like his resume more. Even though the Cage Warriors and the fighters from there, we may have to start fading soon because they've been letting us down.
I'm going to fade him here too.
Okay.
Yeah. So Oban Elliott, if you've ever watched him fight, anytime an opponent comes forward on him, it feels like his arms just kind of like flail away from his body. Like he doesn't deal with offensive striking pressure well at all. He deals with it very poorly. He does have solid double legs and he works well in the clinch. And if he gets you down, he's got good ground and pound. Sometimes his control on top doesn't wow me. Like he forgets to like lace a leg or, you know, doesn't pass and the guy gets up or whatever. He does work really hard for those takedowns though. And in his last fight, he fought, James Sheehan. I think he fought James Sheehan in his last fight. In that third round, he just looked spent, like absolutely tired. And he spent most of the round just backing up to the cage. And as I said, when people are advancing on him and moving forward, he has a really tough time with that. And Brito, on the other hand, he's a wild throw. Like he throws real wild. There's a chance here where he just winds up off balance and taken down. But like when he's not off balance, his takedown defense is really solid. He doesn't settle when he's put on his back. He works right up, which if Elliott's control isn't good, that's really bad news for him. I also think that means Elliott's cardio is going to be tested time and time again. He's got really nice butterflies from his back that works him back to his feet really well. He uses a whizzer and he's really strong with the whizzer that usually helps him stuff some takedowns or at least create scrambles. And I can't say this enough. He has like incredible, like execution power with that right hand. Both of his last wins being by knockout, one over David Cosma, who I'm going to be honest, I think is actually a better wrestler than Oban Elliott. He fought David Cosma the last time he stuffed enough of his takedowns and he just slapped him with the right hand. Before that, he fought this other guy, Andre Kalasenik, and he knocked him out and then he punched him like 72 times even after the ref stopped him. But just some of the most ferocious right hand power you will see. So I really think that Elliott is going to tire. He's going to take over and he's just going to put him away. I'm a little surprised that number has made its way all the way up to, did you say negative 163?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a little surprised it's made its way all the way up to 163. I thought he'd be, I think he was actually a dog earlier in the week, but I'm a little bit surprised it made it quite that high up.
I bet Andre Calisthenics has good cardio, right?
He didn't get to find out. He was knocked out heavily in the first round.
There you go. All right, a very chalky card for Gumby. Let's see what he's doing in the main event. It is at middleweights. Ely Aronov versus Zachary Reese. So we got a Israeli versus the American, correct?
Yeah, and it's Ely Aronov is how you say his name.
Ely, excuse me.
Ely, yeah.
Yes, and he was on your podcast, was he not?
He was, yeah. He's been on twice. I actually had him on before he fought for Unified MMA as well.
Yes, the Israeli Tank. That's how I remember he was on your podcast. The Israeli Tank is 6-0, two knockouts, two submissions. He won his last fight via submission. That was back in May of 2022. 1-0 in Bellator. Used to fight at light heavyweight. Is a pro grappler. 2 years younger than Reese. He's at plus 105. Savage Reese. 5-0, four knockouts, one submission. So he's finished everyone. That is a savage. He's 5 inches taller than Aronov. That's all I got for him. He's minus 138. Give me the Israeli Tank. I'm going dog again, Gumby.
Yeah, me too. I'm going to be honest. I can't believe he's worked his way up to being a dog. When he posted at negative 140. I posted on the Discord immediately. I was like, negative 140. This is incredible. I can't believe that. Because I thought he'd be negative 200, negative 300 here. And then I like locked in the price, negative 140. I was like, this is sick. Now you're telling me he's worked to a dog. The money's coming in on Reese. I don't understand it. Zachary Reese has gone no more than 4 minutes in any of his fights. And if you eliminate his 4 minute and 13 second fight, he hasn't gone longer than 92 seconds ever before in a fight. And you look at the record of his opponents, 1-0, 0-1, 0-0. Then you got Aaron Phillips in there who was on The Ultimate Fighter, but he was like one of the worst guys I've ever seen on The Ultimate Fighter. And he was 6-4. And then you got 5-10. So like he's fought schmucks and he's finished them all early. And he is in there with an absolute fucking grinder with an excellent chin. And don't get me wrong, Ely Aronov's striking defense leaves a little bit to be desired. He fought Matthew Shishkevich. In his last fight, Shishkevich, that's a really hard name to say. Matthew Shishkevich in his last fight, and he took some shots on his way in for the takedown. But the thing is once he gets the takedown, my goodness, is he just I mean, he fits the nickname, the tank. I said I was off of Short Kings early in this episode. Not entirely, because this dude's going to have a 5-inch height disadvantage, but he is built so wide, so heavy, and when he fights, once he gets you on top, he's got amazing submission defense. If you do try to throw up subs, he's got incredible grounding pound, and he's got like your usual complement of big, heavy wrestler guy submissions, right? Think about him as being like a middleweight Brock Lesnar looking dude, because he's built like a tank. He's got the arm triangles, you know, power guillotines if he needs them, you know, like all that kind of stuff, plus just like elbows from half guard. That's what you're going to see out of him. And, you know, the other thing about Reese, you know, he can be patient early in a fight until he starts to let go for those knockouts. He fights out of a tie stand, so already maybe kind of at a disadvantage to be taken down because his legs are close together. He likes to kick all the time. Terrible idea against the guy who's just going to bulldoze you. And look, I think even if you think that Aronov is going to eat some punches early on, he's just got to get to one grappling exchange, really test Reese. And in addition to that, I think he's going to wear Reese out. Reese does not know what his cardio looks like well into a fight. He's going to find out in this one. And the fact that we can still get Aronov at plus money to me is wild.
Yeah, I was going to ask you why, but you already answered. You don't know why.
No, this one's perplexing because also, like, you know, as I said, usually if they fought in a bigger organization, you know, one person's fought in a bigger organization than another one, sometimes you're like, oh, you know, he's got the LFA rub or he's got the this rub or he's got the that rub. And like, Aronov fought for United MMA, which is one of the bigger Canadian promotions. And like, I mean, I guess Reese fought for Fury, but he like fought on the undercard of all of the Fury fights. So like, maybe Fury's getting a little bit more promo now than it used to, but I don't know, man. It's kind of a perplexing one to me, especially because, you know, Aronoff looks like he can fight. I mean, Shostakovich was on Contender Series, and that was his only loss before he ran into Aronoff. So, like, he was undefeated, one loss on Contender Series, and then got beat by Aronoff. So, like, that's the type of guy Aronoff's out there beating.
There you go. We will take it. Perplexing line, but we'll take it because it's in our favor. All right, let's recap what Gumby has picked for you. Aronoff as the slight underdog. Get on that while it still is. Brito as a favorite. Knutson as a bigger favorite. Pajuelo, the lion guy, heart of the lion. He has him as a slight underdog. And Dos Santos as a fairly big favorite. Right?
That's it.
All right. Going to be a good week, Contender Series. Make sure you get in the Discord and chat with us there on Tuesdays. It's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/Discord. It's the place to be. Twitter or X or whatever it's called today, SGPN MMA. Gumby runs that for us. He's at Gumby Vreeland. I'm at Jeff Fox Writer on Twitter and on Instagram. Get my Substack. Enter my Pick'em contest for the UFC coming up this week at moneymma.substack.com. Subscribe there and get all my writings and podcasts. Gumby's got another podcast, Top Turtle MMA podcast. He interviews fighters, a lot of Contender Series fighters and stuff like that, minus me. Lucky for you people. You know who's on this week, or you want to keep it a secret at this point?
Yeah, so I know for sure I've got Billy Goff, who's heading over to UFC Singapore for this upcoming weekend. And then I believe, although I'm still working on finalizing the second guest, I believe the second guest this week will be somebody who recently won a contract on Contender Series. So I'll leave that a mystery in case that doesn't come through. But definitely Billy Goff, and most likely a recent contract winner.
All right, there you go. Gumby's teasing you. And then all the good things in the sports gambling world is at sportsgamblingpodcast.com. Gumby, take us out of here. We'll be back Wednesday.
All right, I'm Dana Gumby Vreeland. He's the Lip Detonator, Jeff Fox. And we will see you on Wednesday.